Welcome to the Trisexuals, a podcast about spreading your legs and opening your mind. Please be advised that you must be over 18 years of age to ride. Remember that the Trisexuals cover adult themes and concepts and oftentimes use salty language.
The fucking fucktards from fucking hell.
For your safety and the safety of others, please keep your hands in your pants at all times. Enjoy the ride.
Maybe your toe?
Have you put it on your chocolate starfish?
Chocolate starfish?
Yeah, that'd be your butt.
Because it looks like a...
Have a sex toy, we'll try it. Have a fetish, we'll try it. We masturbate and copulate to recreate and educate. We are the Trisexuals.
Hello and welcome. I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Kit.
Welcome to the Trisexuals, the only podcast that makes you constantly double check to make sure that the sound is only coming through your headphones and not your phone. So guys, why don't we start it off with an update today? I believe that there's some interesting stuff going on in Curious Kit Land.
Yes. So I did a fun little project from Kinkcraft. I actually got a kit. They sell kits to make things like floggers and handcuffs and stuff like that. So I made a little hashtag. It's actually hashtag KinkKit, K-I-T-T. And you can see the results of these kits that I built. I've got cuffs. I made two floggers. I actually made a second one with some beads and things. It's all rainbow after I tried the first one out. I've got some nipple sticks on there. It's really kind of a fun little thing, all on Twitter, and you can go and see all the how everything came together. It's all paracord stuff. It's really a lot of fun. So it's kind of my little kinky project that I had going.
So kink kit 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 kink kit kit.
Exactly.
Try saying that three times. Yeah. It's a tongue twister.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was looking really cool. I was pretty jealous of that. I think we're definitely going to have to try out some kink projects here.
Yes.
You know, they're actually pretty fast to go together, too. Once you know, if you measure them correctly. Anyway, the first one, I screwed that up. But if you just measure it correctly, and once you get going, they go together super, super duper fast. And they're pretty nice.
Oh, measure twice and cut once.
Yeah, make sure you do that. But, you know, it was good because I screwed up and I got on Twitter and I was like, here's what I did wrong. Any suggestions? And Kinkcraft was like, well, you can do this and this and this. And they saved the project. So that was awesome. Yeah.
Well, that's great to hear that they have that kind of like, rapport and like support. They'll go back and forth with you.
They do. Plus their tutorials, they have just such a delightful British accent. So I was like, "Yeah, this is fun." They even sent me some
That is a selling point.
It is a selling point. And they sent me some little candy suckers to just suck on while I was working, which I crunch them down. The suckers did not last. That's okay. It was a nice thought anyway.
So, Kit, do you fancy the British?
I do. I do. I like accents. So, yeah, it's extra fun.
I do too. Oh my god. Oh.
So, Kit, I understand that you've also released a few reviews.
I have a couple. The first thing I've got reviewed or released here is something from Vixen Creations, which was way exciting because they make some of my favorite realistic toys I've ever had. So yeah, I know this is a departure for me. It's like, it's not a dragon, it's nothing strange, it's just a normal but
it's like, don't panic, it's a normal dick, just don't panic.
Yeah, don't panic. You might not have seen one of these for a while on my site. But they're really nice because they're that kind of dual density thing with a firmer core and the squishier outside. But whatever they do to these, and I guess they mentioned something about having some of like silicone lube injected in between the silicone. I don't really know how that works, but it's kind of extra squishy and it's really skin like. So I have three of these now from them and they are my favorite realistic toys by by miles. I love all dual density. I have a lot of good stuff, but these are like nothing can touch them. So,
man, that gets me wondering with that silicone injection technique, whatever it is, I have to look into that more. But can they do that with penetrable toys? Because one of my biggest complaints, I love silicone penetrable toys, but one of my complaints is that, you know, the silicone doesn't feel as good as, like, say, the, you know, whatever material, fleshlight or whatever is made out of. Be nice to have something a little bit more skin-like.
Ooh, I don't know. These guys don't make penetrables, but now, you know, I kind of wish that would be cool to see if they did. I don't know of any other companies that have quite the same method either that they do, but that's something I'd love to see.
Yeah. Give me something to stick my dick in, Vixkin.
There you go. Yeah, they're awesome. They're very awesome. So I reviewed that, and I also did a vegan massage candle from Desirables, which is probably not how you pronounce it, but I don't know French, so that's as close as I can get. And
it's Desirable.
It's something
Desirable.
Something like that, probably. Oh, they're probably going to kill me when they hear that. Anyway, so massage candle, it's not the same thing as the BDSM wax candles that you drip on people that are colorful and beautiful. Like, it's an entirely different thing. These are, like, the candle itself is actually massage oil. So you light it, and the heat from the candle melts it, and then you can pour it out and do a massage with it, which I used to use these in a spa, actually, where I...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. If listeners don't know, I'm a massage therapist. So that's actually, but it's a nice thing you can do with partners and stuff too. So that's a fun little thing. And I've got the full review up there too. So.
All right. Well, those sound really great. We'll have to check them out. On our end, we've also released two. Now, technically, these did come out before last podcast. We didn't have a chance to mention them due to a little bit of change around in our schedule. But we released the Mechanical Animal Review from Frisky Beast. And that one has the review we released on YouTube has my vote for my favorite backdrop that we've ever done. You guys should check it out. It's actually a robot that is operating in the background of the review the entire time. It's a ton of fun to watch while you're listening about sex toys. Also, this toy happens to be Lily.
The very first toy I used on my own that made me squirt, like, multiple times.
And it does it, like, every time, which is really awesome.
Yeah, literally, like, every time. Like, I just used it the other night again for play, and it just made me squirt again.
Yeah, it's really great. And then we also released Snowball Review, and that's the Snowball by Bad Dragon, penetrable toy that looks like a deer butt.
It's so cute.
And we have a really great song that we do in there that's like a real butchered version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Instead of that, it's Snowball the Tight-Holed Reindeer. And what's great about this is I hadn't realized it, but this song had made it all the way to the management in Bad Dragon. They had heard about this. We actually talked to them. You'll find out why later on. But the song is known. So that makes us rather happy. And as you guys may have seen, we released an April Fool's Day video for April Fool's. It was very last minute, but we tied it together. It was for Trisexuals DP, which stands for Dildos and Parcels. I don't know what you were thinking. But it was for an instantaneous sex toy delivery system that would work with drones and robots and that sort of thing. A lot of people wish that it actually exists.
And you never know. In this day and age, it really could happen.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. And you're going to have drones delivering your dildos, you know, that's
or you know, having Amazon dropping packages or something.
Yeah, but I really, really like a world where you can, like, you know, you need a sex toy like now, you know, like just like ordering a pizza and you're like, it needs to happen now and it needs to be hot and delicious. Oh wait.
Uber sex toy delivery.
Now there's an idea.
Oh,
I kind of like that.
I do too.
But then Yeah, you do have to watch a little bit more for age situations.
Oh,
in that
yeah,
case.
You kind of do.
But you can have them ask for an ID before they deliver the package. That could work. Okay, guys, so what have we all been playing with? Kit, what have you been working with?
I have something really fun here that is by Geeky Sex Toys. It is their light-up laser sword dildo, which, of course, they can't really talk about the connection for, like... copyright purposes and stuff, but it's actually sort of a Star Wars-y lightsaber dildo. And it actually
I think you mean Interstellar Battle.
Interstellar Battle. There you go. That's a more generic way to put it.
And ball of gas skirmishes?
There you go.
Oh, there's the puns. There's the puns. Oh.
That's not even a pun.
Oh.
That's not a pun.
I'm waiting for it.
Tell us more about your light-based weapon that is not a gun.
Not a sword.
No, it's not a gun.
Oh, I guess you're
because it's a sword.
Oh, God.
Now, what sort of weapons did they use in this movie that we will not talk about?
Okay, so what we've got here is a little sword, and it doesn't glow in the dark. I know it looks like you'd think, oh, light up, it glows in the dark. No. It actually has a button and a battery, and you switch it on, and it's got a light. Mine glows green, but they've got blue ones and red ones, too, so you could be a Sith if you wanted, or anything like that. And they're cool. Wow. I've got nice little metallic handle. And
I have a question for you. When you put it in you, can you see it glowing through you, like by your labia and stuff?
Well, if you can get it in all the way, I can see there's a little light down there. I'm pretty flexible, but I'm not quite flexible enough to tell how much glowing is happening. But it's a light. It shines. So yeah, the tissues sort of, there's some light down there. I don't know how to describe it. Oh. And I don't have the review out on this one yet. So that's a really good, maybe I'll think of a better way to describe it. But yeah, the light's brighter down by the handle than it is toward the tip.
So welcome to the dark side of things.
Yeah, exactly. You can use the force here. Well, it's not really the force because you got your sword, but.
Search your feelings, Kit. You know it to be true. I am your clitoris.
No! What I've been playing with lately...
is your butt!
That is... that is technically correct. I have, with my very own monies, purchased in what?
Monies. I love it.
My very
so
own
cute.
Monies. They are mine. Well, not anymore because I traded them over for an Oxballs pup tail. It's actually specifically the pug tail. These things are amazing. They are made out of silicone and they go in your little batootie over there. And when you waggle your butt, it has a cute little pup tail on it that wiggles back and forth. Now, I got the orange and black swirl because orange is one of my favorite colors. And it's more of a creative color than green. And it...
Yes, folks, we did go there.
We did go there. But anyway, so it's right on the larger size for me. It's pushing the pansy pooper to its limits, but I've been able to get this in on three separate occasions, and it was actually a really big hit. Last night, we had the Denver Pony Teamsters Union over. That's our group of pony players, and I was able to put it in. I wore my Fetish Zone Mer shorts, and I was able to go around.
And pup hood.
And I did, right? That's right, wear my stockroom pup hood, and I was able to go around and wag my tail, and it, oh my gosh, when the silicone tail wags back and forth, it feels so good. It's a lot of fun. Can't wait to do a review on this guy. So Lily, what have you been working on?
Well, besides the normal stuff I like, my go-tos, I've actually gotten the Satisfyer 2 in the mail that I just started playing with a little bit a couple times. I have been a little nervous about using it in the bath because of all the messages going on Twitter about, the leakage or anything like that, water getting into the batteries. So I don't know if we're
going to... No, you haven't really had a chance to use it much, but Kit, I think I've seen something from you that this has had some difficulties underwater.
Yeah. I don't really get much out of the toy unless I use it underwater. The suction stuff doesn't really work as well for me. And what I like is when it blows little bubbles. So I use mine in the tub all the time. And I used it until the battery, died, and I went to replace it. And I opened it up and it was full of water and corrosion. And this is about the third one that I've seen just just recently floating around on Twitter, so it's something to be aware of, that there are kind of defective ones. I have all five, and so far this is the only one that has really leaked, but it's also the one that I've used one of the most, because I had the review that just came out on it. So the other ones are in testing, and I'm making sure that I get them under the water to see how they hold up.
Now, do they take like AA batteries, or they have chargeable like internal charging batteries?
Two of them take batteries, and the other ones are rechargeable. So this one takes batteries, and
So one note I wanted to make on that, because I've seen a couple of these pictures going around and people being concerned that it's battery acid. I can tell you that the red stuff that you're seeing, that is not battery acid. What that is that's a little bit of rust or corrosion from the metal parts of the toy and the battery. So no need to worry, you're not getting battery acid all over, but you don't want rust
going into
you either. But I just wanted to set that straight.
Well, one of my concerns is I'm not exactly sure where the water is getting in. It likely it's just getting in around the little handle area where you twist it on.
Yeah.
But these have,
because this
seams
should be all
on
plastic.
The sides. Yeah, there are seams there. It could be coming in through the nozzle. I'm not really 100% sure, so I don't know how that affects cleaning and other stuff. So it's kind of a little sad, because, you know, not being able to use them under the water when they're supposedly submersible. I was a little bit sad.
I'm looking at it right now, and it does have a rubber gasket on one of the sides, and it screws on. The thing is, I'll tell you, it's just not tight enough. You would expect it to clamp down quite a bit tighter than that, and I think part of the reason for that is they, because of the design of it, they couldn't go with something that you could like tighten down any tighter. Like if you have like a screw top on a soda bottle, you can kind of like screw that as tight as you want to go. In this case, there's actually a limit to it. Just kind of pops on and it clicks into place, and because of that, I think that you're missing out on a little bit more potential tightness there.
If
you could just do that a little bit more, I think that rubber gasket would kick in and prevent it. But, you know, these things happen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the main topic for today is going to be Exotica. And that is Exotica with three X's in the middle. More X's than necessary, but just the right number if you're trying to get across the point, hey, this is not for you to bring your kiddos to. So the Erotica Expo, this one took place in Denver. They actually host in three different locations. That would be Chicago and New Jersey. And it claims to be, I think, the largest event in the United States dedicated to love and sex, and features hundreds of adult stars, wild live entertainment, and super sexy seminars. Explore your fantasies by shopping from our packed show floor of over 100 exhibitors. From vanilla to kink, there's something for everyone. I didn't just read that off the website. I just remembered that. No, obviously not. All right. So this actually, interestingly enough, for us, the trisexuals, this is probably the most mainstream and normal type of convention we've been to before.
Yeah, it's definitely the most vanilla.
I mean, we've been to like furry conventions and BDSM conventions, and this one's more mainstream. You know, you're going to see a little bit more cam girls and porn stars, and a little less, people hanging from meat hooks, and maybe a little bit less people in fursuit in a cuddle pile. Which you actually don't see that much at furry conventions either, but
no.
You know, you will see them playing soccer and that sort of thing.
It sounds like it was a really fun convention, though. I was unable to be there, and I'm really sad because I really missed out, from what I can tell.
Yeah, we missed you, Kit.
So I know, I feel bad, but I'm really excited to hear about all the things you guys saw and what you did. I know you had some great pictures that we had out on Twitter of stuff that you found and things that you did. So it's going to be good.
Yeah, it was really a bummer not having you there. A couple of the booths actually asked, hey, where's the third trisexual? It was really helpful having you in the back end, because going to these conventions can be so overwhelming, and you don't often have time to categorize, you know, what tweet should this person go to? What's the at here? So we had Kit working full time on the back end of things and trying to keep all the information flowing in the right direction, which was incredibly useful. But it would have been better to have her there, I think.
Next time I'll be there.
There were a number of different types of booths there. A lot of
companies selling toys. One of the first ones that we come across was for the Tremor, which is a new Sibian-like saddle toy. If you don't know, Sibian is a toy that an individual would straddle, and on top of it there is either a penetrable-like toy, not a penetrable, a penetrating-like toy, which can actually swivel and vibrate. Or sometimes they can put like more of a flatter-like thing with a few bumps on it, mm-hmm. and you can kind of grind into it. Sibians are kind of known as like these really fancy, like Cadillacs of the sex toy world. Very few people have them due to how expensive they are. So this would be a cheaper version. So Sibians are over $1,000. I don't know exactly how much, but these are actually in the $700 to $800 range. Now, real Sibians have like leather and wood. These are made out of plastic. It's really thick plastic. We were able to, you know, handle the toy a little bit, and you know, it was plenty sturdy, and actually I think the shape of it was a little bit more ergonomic for straddling than the Sibian, which is kind of more of a half moon, well, not a half moon, but like half of a cylinder. The Tremor, on the other hand, had kind of more of a shape that you would expect to see between someone's legs.
It was more of a triangle with the top being curvy.
Yeah, exactly. So now at first I was worried like, oh man, they're ripping off the Sibian. As it turns out, we got talking to them. They're actually licensed by Sibian.
Exactly. And then some of the toys, they're actually the toys from the Sibian that go on top, as well as the toys from the Tremor, can actually be switched back and forth.
Yeah. It will accept Sibian, add-ons and things like that. So I think that, Lily and I might actually get this toy. It's not out yet. And I don't think by the time this podcast is out, it's going to be out. But it's going to be out soon. Like I said, it's going to be in that $700 to $800 range. And if you've always wanted a Sibian or something like a Sibian, this might be something to look into. It looked pretty promising from mm-hmm. what we saw.
Especially because we saw some of the cam girls and models and stuff actually doing a side-by-side comparison.
Yeah, they did actually have that there. So they both looked like they were having fun from our perspective. One of the other vendors we saw there, if you were following us on Twitter, seeing our pictures, there's these beautiful butt plugs. They were stainless steel butt plugs.
And they had little flowers on them, and they were gorgeous. Yeah, some
gems, but the flowers are like really cool.
Those are the ones that look like they were made of icing. Yeah. They were really cool looking.
So that booth was actually the, and I'm going to butcher this name, the Migalori booth? Migalori? And they typically have just done lubricants, and they just started getting into having butt plugs and stuff available. They also have some glass toys there. So they're pretty cool. We're going to be talking to them in a bit. We got to also talk to Polly's Pleasures. They do like all sorts of sexy chainmail.
And necklaces and everything else. For instance, that's the place that I got my choker chainmail that has the little lock at the end.
Yeah, that's right. You got that because they were also at Thunder in the Mountains, another Denver event that happens here. And that's where you ended up purchasing that. It was good to see them again. They also may have a book that they're going to be releasing at some point, or it might already be released, but I think they're going to have us take a look at that, and we can talk about that on the show at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the people who was really great to meet there was Agreeable Agony. These people are right up our alley. They know how to have a good time. So they were bringing a lot of like kink-related stuff to the convention. They had like a dick candles that were called Flaming Hot Dicks. They had, of course, the other version, which is Flaming Hot. Well, we'll just call them Flaming Hot Cunnies. They had a different name for them. We actually purchased two things from these guys. We got some wax that can be used for BDSM play in the bedroom, where you start the candle, kind of similar to what Kit was talking about before with the massage oil, but this is actually just wax, and they don't have added scents or anything in it, so that it melts at a lower temperature than mm-hmm. like a regular candle, which might actually burn you. But this is fun for, you can do a little bit of massage with it or do a little bit of torture, that sort of thing. Lily actually enjoys that quite a bit.
I really do. And then the second thing we got, actually, I purchased because of you, Kit. You actually got me into wanting to try Shibari.
Oh, fun.
So I found this beautiful pink and black rope there from Agreeable Agony that I just had to have. And I'm like, oh my God, I really got to do this now.
It's fun. I'm a beginner. I've only done just a little bit, and I've posted a couple pictures and stuff, but the rope you have, like I saw with the two different colors, I was drooling over that. That's really pretty. That's going to look nice on you.
Oh, thank you.
It's going to look really nice.
So you know, then, one thing I was thinking about with the wax, I remember a while ago, this was at a swing convention, you actually had your whole front of your body covered in wax.
Oh, so nice and relaxing.
Yeah, they actually got a crock pot of this wax that you can melt down, and they would pour it on in big scoops, and it would be hot at first, and it would cool down. And then we had like everyone come around and peel off this wax shell off the top of Lily.
Yeah, and that was the same time that people tried to do moldings of their boobs.
Yeah, that's right.
So does that sting? Is it a little bit painful when they do it? I've only used the massage candles. Like, I haven't used the BDSM candles yet. So
it actually doesn't. If you've ever gone to, like, a spa and gotten a hot paraffin wax dip for your hand or your feet, it's the exact type, same stuff, where it feels fantastic.
That would be nice. It has
that same smell.
That would be really nice, actually. I like the paraffin dips. I've done those. So, I'm going to put that on my list of stuff to go try.
Yeah, what's great about the thing that we got from them, it actually comes in a little kind of jug thing. So the candle has a little handle on it and a little pouring area, so you can be more precise as opposed to just trying to pour over the edge of a round candle.
Yeah, well, and that would probably affect the temperature and stuff that it burns at, too. And that would just make it nice. That just sounds really convenient, so you can't swap it everywhere. That's good stuff.
At one point, we got pulled into the booth, It's a Bomb, and they do different kinds of sexy soaps. They have little soapy vulvas, butts, and dicks there. They were a fun bunch of people. I think we have some pictures up of those that we can show you. One of the cool companies we discovered at Exotica was Torso and Trunks. So these guys actually had a pretty cool backstory as to how they started getting in business. So we ended up talking to the owner, and he told us that he used to go to these things called underwear parties. I actually don't know too much about underwear parties. I mean, other than the obvious, you must go to a party in your underwear. But I think it's something that... it's right there in the name.
But I mean, what do they do with these underwear parties? We're going to have to find out what these
things
are.
This is definitely some trisexuals homework for us to dig in and find out. But he was saying he would go to these underwear parties, and he was upset with the fact that he underwear doesn't have any pockets or anything. There's nowhere for him to keep his credit cards or his change or anything like that. So he ended up designing this underwear with pockets so he could go to this underwear party. And that's how they got started with the company.
I really wish they had made like a bra or something, because that would be helpful for at least us
females. Bra with pockets?
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, that is a neat idea. So they also have pantsless parties too, so they come in handy for that one, you know.
Oh yeah.
Instead of topless, you can go the other way around. So they also sell a bunch of like fun shirts. One that I ended up picking up for myself was this great pup play shirt. It's got like the silhouette of a pup player. You can tell he's got his hood on, his little tail sticking out of his bum, much like my oxball's tail. And I actually wore that out in public yesterday when we were going to the Denver Pony Teamsters Union munch at a bar, and the bartender actually was like, hey dude, what's that on your shirt? Is that a man dog? And I'm like, yeah, in a way. it is both a man and a dog. So one other thing that Torso and Trunks is looking into doing is sex boxes, kind of like Loot Crate. I don't exactly know what their model's going to be. I believe it's not going to be a subscription or something like that, but that's pretty cool. They say that they'll kind of theme them towards what you want, so that might be something worth looking into with them. So that was pretty neat. Some of the other booths we saw there, not everyone was selling stuff. In this case, there was Thunder from Thunder in the Mountains. Now, we've talked about them on the podcast before. That's kind of like Denver's big BDSM get together. So they were there, like kind of promoting the message of BDSM, safe BDSM, of course, and also seeing if they could get some of the people to sign up. Lily and I ended up finally signing up for Thunder in the Mountains there. So we are actually going to be there this year.
This year in 2017 is going to be a big year, though.
Yes, yes. I believe it's their 20th anniversary.
So, yep, it looks like it is their 20th anniversary. So 20 years of Thunder. This one's going to be really big. So we'll definitely be reporting. Hopefully we can get Kit to come along with us on this one. I don't know if she's able to make it.
That would be awesome.
I would love to.
And I did hear from a couple of people there that for Thunder, there's actually now a waiting list for the vendors.
Yeah, yes, I did hear that, which is good to hear because I've heard previously they've had trouble getting like new vendors in there and try to like mix it up a little bit. But this year it looks like everyone's interested in being a vendor there.
So exciting times. We look forward to that.
That's going to be awesome.
So we did skip over one interesting vendor there. And actually they were a big sponsor of the event, and that's Bad Dragon. So Bad Dragon, as a lot of you know, is probably like one of the most well-known fantasy sex toy makers out there. So we got a chance to finally meet them, met some of the people that actually work on the toys, work in the marketing department. They're pretty cool guys. And one interesting point was I was really excited about the new toy they've recently released called Mary, which is a kind of an anthro-mare sort of toy, like a female horse. And I wanted to see it. But as it turns out, they say they don't bring those kind of fantasy toys to an event like this. That they said they stick with a lot more of their tamer things, so not a lot of big knots or, well, pretty much any of the stuff that us here at the Trisexuals really like.
Although they did have the really, really big tentacle.
Yes, they did have the big tentacle. But the tentacle's a big hit, I think, and a little bit more mainstream almost because of the whole hentai thing. And it's kind of crazy to say that hentai is more mainstream. But in a way, I think it is. I think that whole thing is just a little bit more well-known by people, and people are a little bit more comfortable with it. So that was an interesting thing to hear. You know, they say when they go to furry conventions, they can bring a little bit more of their animal-like dildos and sex toys. But yeah, so they were there making an appearance. Now, we went for a total of 3 days. Mm-hmm. It was crazy 3 days. And we talked to all sorts of different people, a whole lot of fun. On the third day, I finally manned up and dressed up. Now, Lily and I really love going to conventions, and it's very rare that you'll see us at a convention not being dressed up or wearing something crazy or goofy, because that's part of the fun. Now, this convention, it being a little bit more mainstream, despite the fact it's also a sex-related convention, I just hadn't worked up the nerve until the third day to actually wear any sort of costume. So the third day, I wore my Ghostbuster suit, I wore my Ghostbusters proton pack, and I wore my pup hood. It was really cool.
And glasses. Oh my god, that's right. It was so fucking hot.
There's this one picture of me. It was totally accidental, but I look like a badass.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, my Lily. So, and that was a lot of fun. A lot of people actually... At first, I was really nervous going into the con floor. Unlike when I go to other conventions, I know things are going to go over well. But here, I was a little bit worried that it wasn't going to be well received. Like, why is a guy here in Ghostbuster gear? But as it turns out, a lot of people really appreciated it. And I got all sorts of pictures with me. So that always feels good. Also in attendance were a couple booths relating to swinging stuff. Mm-hmm. One of the main brands is SLS, otherwise known as Swing Lifestyle. And that's the main site where a lot of people go to find swinging friends to hang out with. It's actually how the site that Lily and I used when we got started. And we actually still have profiles on there. Don't go looking for us. and they also were promoting their event Hedonism, which is this really cool swinging event where they take over a place in Jamaica, and the whole thing's on premises, meaning that you can have sex like indoors, outdoors. Everyone there is a swinger, and like kind of like all things are
now
are
just
allowed.
Think about that for a second. You can be snorkeling naked, having sex in the ocean in Jamaica, where they have the amazing turquoise
just look
waters.
Out for the jellyfish, that's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, that is true. We did see a jellyfish when we were snorkeling in Jamaica.
Yeah, so. Well, I've done more than seen a jellyfish, and let me tell you, it's not a lot of fun. And just try peeing on yourself to take the sting out of the snorkel.
We're not into golden showers.
The Trisexuals.
Something else that I found interesting about Exotica and why both Max and I thought it was pretty tame is. Okay, so there were scantily clad females and males running around.
But they had to wear pasties.
Yeah, they had to wear pasties, and their genitalia had to be all covered up. Like, the guys could wear, like, banana hammocks, but they couldn't have their dongs out. And it was just, to me, that's so tame.
It is a little bit tame for us, a little bit unusual. But, you know, there's a couple of things about this con that were different than other cons that we go to. And one of the interesting things that I picked up on, and I don't know if this is just a known phenomenon or not, because I don't really follow like the porn world or anything like that, but it seems like cam girls and cam guys, for that matter, cam individuals, cam folks, I don't know the most of them were female. It seems like that's a really growing part of the industry, right? Like they're probably about 60% of the floor space there was taken up by people at these tables, and they were doing live cam shows while we were there. Nothing too sexual, but, you know, taking orders from people that are following them and watching them and doing crazy stuff. And every once in a while, you have people that have like their own little thing to catch attention. We'll talk about her later.
And you know, we've seen people that were just pick up their laptops and walk around the show floor.
Yeah, and they'd be like talking to all their followers and stuff like that. But one interesting part I hadn't considered about this is apparently these cam folks and cam girls, cam guys, it's kind of like a farm league for new porn star talent. So we ended up talking to one of the guys there called Dallas Strokes. He was a male cam model, and he apparently ended up, as he was very excited, he like kind of like tracked us down to tell us his story, was able to break in and record his first actual porn. So I guess he's now officially a porn star.
Yeah, and he did it that weekend.
Yeah, he did it that weekend. Oh, so, wow. We actually had been talking to him a little bit, and I think he might be interested in coming on the show and telling us a little bit about his story, which I think would be pretty interesting. I think it would be pretty cool to hear about that. We also talked to a kind of up-and-coming guy called Jose Burns, and he stuck out to me because the way he went around the convention was in, like, pink panties and pink bunny ears.
Oh, yes. You saw this pink, tall person walk past, and you're like, wait, what?
So he seems like a pretty cool guy, and I think he ended up breaking out into something too, because or maybe he's been a porn star the whole time. I don't know. I didn't get his backstory. One of the bigger porn stars that we met.
I could not believe this because Max and I were like, we've seen that guy before. I know I've seen him before in a porn. What porn did I see him in?
We don't watch too many porn, too much mainstream porn. So for us to like recognize a porn star was a pretty big deal. So it was Evan Stone, and man, he was a really cool guy. Like he was really down to earth. Like stopped, had a conversation with us, took a few pictures. You can see him online. He posed with Randy, which is really cool. And he was a really cool guy. Gave some of the best hugs I've ever had. He was just all about the hugging.
And he even said, you know, at some point he'd love to even be on here to talk about his backstory and his part in the industry.
Oh, that'd be really cool. He must have some stories to tell.
Oh, yes.
We also ran into Kimmy Kaboom.
Which actually is a really funny story with it. So, okay, this was the last day, the third day that we were there. Max was in his Ghostbuster puppy gear. It was really hot, and we're ready to get home, get working on the pictures and the tweets and everything. And as we're walking out of the convention floor, this woman, and she was beautiful, curvy, fantastic woman. She comes up, she's like, I need to have a picture with you before you leave. We're like, we're on our way out. She's like, oh, hang on a second. She had a mic, like she was on her way to go do an interview. So she hands her mic over to, I guess, her cameraman, or whoever it was. Yeah. And did pictures. And we actually found out that she was Kimmy Kaboom. She was a porn star. We're like, oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, there's this great picture out there of me using the PKE meter, the Ghostbusters PKE meter, to scan her very voluminous, voluptuous breasts.
Oh my God, they are amazing.
And speaking of pictures, too, since you brought up Randy a little bit earlier,
yes.
For anybody who doesn't know, Randy is the Carnal Chameleon mascot. We had some fun pictures, I know, too, of Randy. I wonder if you had any Randy stories for us specifically. How did people like him?
Well, people liked him. You know, what's kind of funny is, there's quite a few pictures out there of him, like, hanging out with different models or porn stars or stuff. Mm-hmm. And they were just all about it. As soon as,
Lily walked up to them and said, can we get a picture? And she would hand over the chameleon. People were like, oh, a chameleon, how cute.
Oh, yeah, or like we had the one girl that was doing pole dancing. And I'm like, can we get a picture of you doing this?
And she got like all sexy with it, too. So, you know, chameleons are just natural sex objects. That's what I think.
Oh, my goodness.
It's those curly tails.
There you go.
Little horn dogs.
Long tongues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the long tongues, let's not forget that. And of course, the sexiest thing, the eyes that look in different directions.
There you go.
Ew. All right. So we actually got some Ask Trisexuals questions this time. So a couple people were interested in what was going down at the expo. Now, just a quick note, these folks... We got to reach out to them. They reached out to us through the Trisexuals Telegram chat. Stuff is popping in there, guys. It's crazy. We've got a bunch of people in there, and about half of them are actually toy makers. So, you know, you might want to stop in and see who's hanging around there.
And it doesn't matter what time of night. There's people there, it seems like, all hours of the night. I wake up in the morning, and there's 1,000 messages I now have to read through and be like, oh, my God, I missed this. Oh, my God, why was I sleeping?
Yeah, there's lots of good stuff.
Oh, I was not even exaggerating. Like, I will come back after having literally been gone like 2 hours, and I'm like, 300 messages on that. So that is an active chat.
It really is.
Yeah, keep up with that.
And we actually interact on there a little bit while we're recording the podcast, so we can get questions and do all sorts of neat stuff like that. So speaking of which, one of the listeners that is also in the Telegram chat, Griffin, asks, what is your favorite thing that happened at Exotica?
I have to say for me, at meeting Evan Stone.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
That was incredible.
Meeting Evan Stone, getting the hug, because, you know, we were very hesitant to, you know, I'm very shy. You wouldn't know it, but I'm very shy around celebrities, you know, and maybe especially a porn star. This is, you know, new ground for me. So, you know, I pushed her out there.
Yeah, he literally pushed me because you saw him walking.
I think that's Evan Stone. Go talk to him.
And he pushed me in front of Evan, like next to Evan Stone. I'm like, excuse me. He's like, yes. I'm like, are you Evan Stone?
And just right away, just hugged us both.
It was crazy.
It was really cool. That was probably my favorite moment. So Griffin also asked, what were you not expecting to happen over there?
One
so,
word, sleazeburger.
Yes, sleazeburger. This was awesome. We have pictures of this. This is one of the cam girls there. And she has, you got to have something to grab attention, right? Something that sets you apart from the other cam girls. And what this girl chose was cheeseburgers. And it is awesome. This is so up my alley.
And it's not what you're thinking. It's a little bit different than, you know, a girl just sitting there eating cheeseburgers.
Yeah, she actually has a cheeseburger mask that she wears. And she's got like a whole cheeseburger outfit with some of the coolest shoes and socks I've ever seen.
Oh my God. Like, I would jump over that table just to get those shoes. I literally put my camera up so I could actually get a better view. It was fantastic. Yeah.
And she's very talented. Trust me, you've never seen fast food dance on a pole like that before.
And actually, just remind me of something. When we talked to, Dallas. When we talked to Dallas, he told us that none of the cam people knows what she looks like.
Yeah, she was very careful to, no matter what, have her face covered at all times.
Huh.
Yeah, even when she didn't have the cheeseburger, she would actually go in and out of the convention in a Deadpool mask. So extra nerd points there.
Yeah.
Huh.
So Griffin also asks, how was the ratio of webcam girls versus literally anything else? Well, I would put the percentages at approximately the following. I'd say it was 40% cam girls or cam folks, cam guys, 30% product booths, and about 20% others, as including like Thunder or informational booths or that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also, I failed to mention, there's actually a stage there that was constantly active with different shows going on. We never really paid too close attention to the stage. I mean, I think at one point they had lube wrestling and all sorts of crazy
Yeah, they had
stuff.
Lube wrestling, and they would actually have, just like with any other convention you go to, a panel, so you can actually go and listen to porn stars, how they started, what do they do, and things like that.
So, yeah, it was a good time.
I am sad we didn't meet Ron Jeremy. He was there.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy was there. We had other plans during that time that Ron Jeremy was there, but it would have been nice to shake his hand, you know. So we also had one other question, and this is actually from one of the companies that is hanging out in our Telegram chat. So independent fantasy sex toy company Twin Tail Creations asked, would you recommend someone like us to set up a booth? And that's a very good question. I think that you, so I will say without mentioning any numbers, getting a booth there is probably way more expensive than, say, a furry convention or even a BDSM convention or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's very big players that are at a place like this. So if you can afford it, then I think it can be worth it. You know, going back earlier to when we were talking about how Bad Dragon didn't bring a lot of their super kind of deep fantasy toys there, I think that there's a shift happening. This is just my opinion, but I think there's a shift that's starting to happen, and fantasy toys are becoming more mainstream, right? It used to be something that just was in smaller segregated sections of the sexual world online. But nowadays you're seeing a lot more people that would identify as vanilla who appreciate the shape and design of toys and realize mm-hmm. it's not so weird to be interested in something like a fantasy toy. So I think that with that shift, that it would make a lot of sense to have a booth there. I think a booth like Twin Tail Creations would get so much attention. This is stuff mm-hmm. people haven't seen. You know, you're going to probably still get this day and age, you're still going to get some people that it's just squicks them out too much. But
that's,
you know,
usually the people who squick out the worst are the ones that are really, really, really turned on by it and just haven't figured it out yet.
That's a fair point. That can happen. So, you know, and personally, I think the more that you start getting companies doing that and bringing that stuff there, it's just going to become normal. You know, when one person does something, it's crazy. When two people do something, it's a movement. When three people do it, it's mainstream. So if you would like to ask us a question about any of these things that we've talked about or anything else, or lemon Oreos, you can go ahead and use the hashtag AskTrisexuals. And now we actually have a handy dandy web form on our website. So you can go there. All you need is your email address and you can give us a question. Well, with that, I think it's a good time to close up this podcast for now. We got some cool things coming up soon, so you might want to pay extra close attention.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh la la.
So thank you for listening to the Trisexuals Podcast. I'm Max Chameleon.
I'm Lily Chameleon.
And I'm Kit.
Remember to rate us on iTunes. Please, please rate us on iTunes. So we need iTunes ratings so bad. And rate us positively, too. That would be nice. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast. And look for the new Carnal Chameleon Cam Network coming soon. Starring in our opening lineup, we have Kit Curious, the Kigu Queen.
And Lily Chameleon, the Princess of Pegging.
And of course, we can't forget, Max Chameleon's Erotic Circus.
Ooh. All right, bye everyone. See you on Telegram.
Bye guys. Thanks.
Put your left leg over my shoulder, put your right leg over my shoulder. Put la 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 la